Molly, celebs are heading back into the jungle. When I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here returns in Jan under the watchful eye of Dr. Chris Brown. Good morning, Chris. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Nice to chat with you guys.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us. It's very lovely to have you here.
Now, Chris, like a risky I'm a Celeb game, we're putting the challenge on you this morning. We've got 10 numbered predetermined questions for you to choose from. Now, only some are going to let you promote the show, so choose wisely, all right?
I reckon... I like the danger involved here. I'm gonna say number one's your best one. So okay. I'm gonna go with one straight up.
Okay. Question number one is, what's your favourite Christmas movie?
it's impossible to ever go past National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Chevy Chase.
Yeah, the Christmas tree with the squirrels in it. It just keeps on giving. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld in the role of a lifetime as well.
Perfect, perfect wow. choice. I can't debate that at all.
I think you're on the wrong promo tour.
Number one is off the list. You've still got nine to choose from. Where are you going next, okay. Chris?
I'm going to go to number three.
Number three. It is an I'm a Celeb question. It's a tough one. So who has been the most deserving I'm a Celeb winner to this point? We need a name, nothing wishy-washy, Chris.
I would say I'm going to go against one of my better mates, Miguel Maestro, and go with Brendan Favola.
Interesting. Ooh. Early on.
Yeah. Feb early. Just a real transformation. I thought you really saw the perception of him change, and I think he got clarity that he'd never had before. I think he's potentially the most deserving.
Do you know what? I totally agree with you there. I totally agree. I think we saw him really share a lot of himself and learn as well. I think it was very cool. All right. What's your next go?
Number seven.
Number right. seven. Okay. You'll like this. What product do you use to keep your hair looking so luscious?
Okay, this is potentially a little creepy. I actually don't use anything.
This is genetic.
Gifted.
I don't shampoo my hair. I haven't shampooed my hair in 4 years. I just swim in the ocean, and I got told a few people do this, and I promise you, it doesn't smell. It just normalizes and just becomes. Like, just hair.
It's all about balance, Molly. It's all about balance. We're talking to Dr. Chris Brown ahead of the new season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here next January. He's picking questions. We're down three. What are we going next, Dr. Chris?
We're going to go... I reckon you might have saved something good for number 10, so let's go 10.
Okay. How fun is it coming up with awful challenges for the celebrities on the show? Do you get any input like, this year, let's go slime?
Not really. Like we have a challenge team who their job is to pick all those different trials.
Oh,
they
cool.
are like potentially the most evil minded people on the planet.
Sounds like a fun gig though.
No, it's great. It's great, and they love to push the limits of human endurance and food tolerance. So they do it. We don't really get involved. We just sort of our jaws are on the floor when we get told what the celebrities are doing. And we're usually horrified and we have a rule where I have to do one of them each year. And so that's sort of my little bargaining thing with them. It's like, I'll give one of them a crack and I like to sort of make the celebrities feel like, for just a few minutes, I'm in it with them.
I feel like I go through waves watching the challenges at home where I'm like, oh, I could do that. That's so easy. Yeah. And then it's like crawl through scorpions. I'm like, I'm out. Back to comforts. Yeah. Thank you.
You've got a couple of mid-range questions left here, Chris. What are you thinking?
Number four.
Yeah, great choice. Molly?
Damon, do you want to go with this one? I feel like you're quite passionate about this.
Chris, every year it's suggested that you're in the running to be the next Bachelor. Every single year we see your name in this discussion. Any chance in 2022, or is it just time for people to move on?
You can almost set your watch to it.
Yeah, right.
By clockwork.
This time of year, am I going to be... I've never given any indication. I've never given any hint. I've never sort of said... You know what? That's something I think I should be doing. I think that'd be really great. In fact, I've probably done the opposite. So I'm going to say no, thank you. Great show. Incredible success stories, track record.
Not for Dr. Chris.
But, I feel like you don't need it. I'm just going to say it.
Chris, can I recommend you finish with question 9, a chef's suggestion?
Okay. Question number 8. No, okay. Let's go nine.
Okay. Who would be your favourite radio announcer that maybe starts with the letter M?
Very self-interested question.
It's hard, isn't
it? There's many. There's Michelle's, there's Mary's, there's Mikey's, there's...
A lot of Mikey's.
Mish's, there's a lot of Mikey's, aren't there? And they're all great. They're all great. But for true quality, then I just can't really go past the delightful Mimi, who does a radio show in Perth, regional Perth. Then there's Molly.
There was a devastating...
Like, have you forgotten my name already?
No, I was actually trying to think of another name, beginning with M, and I'd run out after Molly. And that was the pause. And then you know, we eventually came back there.
Well, but,
cut him off.
I think I'm going to just update my Instagram now and say Dr. Chris Brown's favourite radio announcer is my bio. I hope that's okay.
Why not?
Number
Why
two
not?
After Mimi. The new season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here launches Monday, Jan 3. Catch it on Network 10 and 10 Play. Dr. Chris Brown, you're a great sport, mate. Thanks so much.
Hey, nice playing with you guys. Thank you.